CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Some 54,000 people in the mountains north of Los Angeles are under evacuation orders or warnings due to a new rapidly spreading wildfire, according to this Castaic resident.
I was in a meeting, and within 10 minutes, it went to from like 500 to like 3,000 acres, so it went quick.
The Hughes fire has now spread to over 9,000 acres. CBS News Los Angeles's Amanda Sarantino has been watching the firefighting efforts.
So those water-dropping aircraft are starting to come into the area. We have several ordered for this area. Hand crews on scene, too. Engines are going through. They are working very quickly to get all hands on deck here.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
It is critical that people are paying attention and they're ready to leave with no hesitation.
A half dozen states from Louisiana to the Carolinas remain under states of emergency from the historically cold and snowy weather. At least 9 people have died. CBS's Katie Weiss.
From above, New Orleans is as pretty as a picture. But on the ground, the Big Easy's record 10 inches of snow and freezing temperatures have turned roads and bridges into an icy mess.
We're going to continue just fighting this as much as we can as far as temperatures raise and Mother Nature starts doing this work for us.
That's Colin Arnold, director of New Orleans Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. In the midst of this cold weather, CBS's Jim Krasula has details on a space heater recall.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued a recall of nearly 8,000 Vernado VH2 whole room heaters. The devices sold on Amazon have the potential to cause an electric shock, resulting in a fire hazard.
A female student is shot at a Nashville high school, and another student is wounded before the 17-year-old shooter takes his own life. Student Ahmad Saleh was in the cafeteria at Nashville's Antioch High School when it happened.
It was a lot of screaming, a lot of terror. People were screaming on their faces. They were scared to die.
The Trump administration is preparing to send troops to the southern border, CBS's Cammie McCormick.
1,500 active-duty troops will be deployed, though it's unclear exactly where along the border with Mexico, and their numbers could fluctuate. They'll join 2,500 National Guard forces already stationed in the area, and they're expected to provide logistical support to Border Patrol agents, like building barriers.
The longest strike in decades by Las Vegas hotel workers has come to an end. The Culinary Workers Union says it has reached a tentative agreement with Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. Pay was a sticking point. The 5-year contract will cover around 700 employees. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
Samsung announces new products with updates to its smartphones. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Samsung held what it calls its Unpacked event with new releases of 3 new Galaxy S model phones. The S25 is thinner and lighter and has software upgrades and new colors. The camera hardware, though, remains the same. Some new models feature advanced AI image processing, which, like Samsung TVs, uses AI to digitally enhance the resolution of videos. Prices for the Galaxy S25 start at $799. The S25 Ultra, $1,300.
The annual Sundance Film Festival begins tomorrow in Park City, Utah. Many in the movie business continue to deal with the devastating fallout from the Los Angeles area wildfires, but some are heading to the mountains for the movie fest. The festival has a robust slate of nearly 90 feature films, many of which will be available to stream online during the second week. Sundance runs through February 2nd. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries and snow showers and a low in the mid-teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, but colder. High only around 20. It does climb to the low 20s on Friday and up to the mid-30s by Saturday with partial sun. Currently 21 degrees.
She's got a ticket. Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ooh. I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
When you're in the thick of a project, Harbor Freight is the place that always comes in handy. Whether you're picking up something for your pickup truck or a power tool for your project, at Harbor Freight, your dollar always goes further. And these days, when everything seems to cost more, you can take pride in knowing that you get hardworking tools at hardworking prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
When you're walking
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. Buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned. Run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have, the better to love you with.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
About 6 foot 4.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Please, girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul,
you got to me,
You got control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me.
Got to my soul.
You got to me.
You got control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine.
You got to me.
You got to me, girl. All right, come on now. Say you got to me now.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The latest fire to break out in Southern California is about 15 miles north of Santa Clarita. Some 54,000 people in Castaic are under evacuation orders or warnings. CBS News Los Angeles' Amanda Starantino has been watching the Hughes fire.
Smoke is blowing towards those neighborhoods. So right now the fire is burning through a lot of vegetation and brush right next to the lake. It is very, very dry over there. But the concern is there's a lot of homes in this area in the direction the wind is blowing.
L.A. Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
We are going to be on scene all night long, gaining more perimeter control, making sure that we can put out the hot spots, and then have enough resources and staging that if we do have a flare-up, we can move those resources to the fire line. So we already have a plan for tonight, and we're making orders for tomorrow.
Winter weather has been a problem across the South, causing icy conditions from Texas to Florida, where CBS's Skylar Henry is.
There are still states of emergency in effect for parts of North Florida, as well as Georgia, Alabama, and Louisiana. And it is because of the concerns that what may potentially happen after the fact. Because, yes, the snow event may be over, but that heavy chunks of ice that may potentially be on tree limbs or power lines may potentially force some outages for communities all throughout this region.
One student is dead and another is wounded after a third student opened fire today in a cafeteria at Antioch High School in Nashville, Tennessee. Police also say the 17-year-old shooter then shot himself and died. Motive unknown. The Trump administration has fired U.S. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Linda Lee Fagan, the first female uniformed leader of an armed forces branch. CBS's Charlie Daggett has more.
Her primary job was...